And Rick, just stirring the pot this morning. No big deal.
Yeah. Stirring the pot. I don't know if that covers it or not. This is one of those things where I'm kind of glad I'm not a parent, you know?
Jeez. Technology, yeah.
I have a horse with a couple boxers. I don't have to worry about this.
I have son who made a fake Facebook account when he was younger. Good luck.
You know what? And here's the thing with it. They're so technologically savvy.
So advanced.
I mean, they know so much more than what we think we do. You know?
So Facebook's like, hey, we're going to launch an Instagram for kids. 13 and under. And that way the parents have control and you can... Did I mention that my son signed up for a fake account? I mean, it's not hard.
Well, it's like you were saying, there's so many fake apps out there that...
Oh, yeah. Oh. You think you're looking at a game app and you're not. It's a chat app. It's hard. It's hard already, and I understand that. But maybe you have a relationship where you can have the controls, and this is their Instagram, and friends and food, and, you know, the good stuff.
You'd hope. What do you think? Yay or nay?
Bad idea. I mean, here's the thing.
Yes?
They have enough outlets, or they have enough bullying that goes on now.
Bullying.
Yeah.
You add Instagram to that. Now you're looking at more cyberbullying, more things that they can do that's not appropriate. Not a good idea.
Yeah, it's all hard.
I'm not a big fan of the whole social media outlet anyway. Nope.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's a fact of life.
And the illusion, right? Like, oh, they went on vacation and they didn't go on vacation. Like, there's all kinds of... Did you know there's fake stuff on the internet, Ricky?
You ruined my whole day with that.